Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country. I'm Jenny Longden, and on this special episode, we're backstage at the Long Road Festival in the glorious grounds of Stamford Hall in Leicestershire. We're talking to some of the amazing artists on this year's lineup.
Harley Moon Kemp, welcome backstage Long Road Festival for Absolute Radio Country.
Absolutely brilliant. I've literally just walked off stage. I'm as red as a tomato and buzzing.
You look amazing.
As high as a kite right now.
And you had the crowd right there in the palm of your hand.
That was really fun. I just want everyone to have a party. I say I'm up there feeling like it's my birthday party, just getting everyone going.
Yeah, you leave everything on the stage, don't you? Every time. This is not your first Long Road Festival, so
no.
it's like coming home.
Yeah, I mean... I think if you're a country fan, this is the only festival for country music fans in the UK. That I think this is the closest thing to Nashville that you'll get.
That means a lot to me because I've tried to bring all of my Tennessee heritage here to the Long Road Festival.
This feels exactly like being at a festival in the US or being in Nashville. It's
amazing. Well, that means the world to me. And you know what you're talking about because you've played plenty of times over in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back there at the moment, but I'm actually doing my next EP in the UK.
Are you?
So I'm just grounded here for a little while.
But there's also so many, the country scene obviously so huge in the UK now, but also we have so many talented musicians and players and songwriters and artists in the UK as well. So it's really great that you're doing it here in the UK.
It's brilliant. My guitar player is actually a guitarist from Noah and the Whale.
Oh, wow.
And
he's
now gone country as well. Country's a phenomenon.
Everybody's going country. But you knew what was what.
Yeah.
Before loads of other people did as well.
Yeah. I fell in love with country music actually secretly because a few years ago, wasn't that cool?
Wasn't the thing to do?
No,
was
it wasn't
it?
The thing. And I remember because I was writing songs for other people and it was all pop kind of DJs. And I went to my publisher and I said, oh, can I play some songs that feel more personal to me that I really like? And he said, you've gone country. And I said, well, I've always had these songs in my heart.
Yeah.
And he said, next week I'm sending you to Nashville on a writing camp. And it just changed my whole life after that. I joined the circus. I was a redneck.
Do you know, I have to say, similar to me in terms of radio, because I was doing all different types of radio for years and years and years. Any type of radio, I would do it because I was just trying to get my foot in the door. And it wasn't until I made the decision I only want to do country because that's true to me that things really started falling into place. So it is a good reminder, isn't it, to be authentic to yourself and to do what feels right.
The thing I love so much is I don't know any other genre of music where you can paint a photo or make a film so clearly for people to visualize the language that you can use and the details and the story weaves that happen. I don't know any other genre where you can get that granular in the movie of it.
And I think that country music does that better than any other genre.
Yeah,
and of course the person that did that the best of all, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
It's an interesting time, isn't it, to be here with tens of thousands of country music fans and so many artists who either worked with Dolly personally, knew her, did shows and songs with her, or were just inspired by her. Where are you on that spectrum?
I just absolutely inspired. I think as a woman, you love Dolly so much because she was the businesswoman, she was the musician, she was the best storyteller, but also she's doing it the most glamorous, most feminine way, whereas as a woman, you're told, you know, don't be too girly, she won't be taken seriously. She was taken to the top exactly as she was.
Yeah, but and also took absolutely no bull.
Yeah.
You know?
She's an absolute icon, just... I think, for me, it's more that real female story that just is incredible.
You have had such a crazy year from winning Celebrity Race Across the World, which that just seems like a whirlwind. That must just be a crazy thing to
do. Honestly, it was so nice to watch at home on my sofa.
I bet.
Without the backpack.
Yeah.
It was the most incredible thing. And knowing that we had won it and we weren't allowed to tell anyone. And on that last episode, we were being chased up the side of a mountain against the sportiest couple that we were trying to go for the win. And I looked the worst I've ever looked, throwing all I've got up the side of the mountain, and we finally won. And on the plane home the next day, I actually thought, I cannot wait for my family and my friends to be screaming at the TV. So we actually videoed us all watching the final episode, and we rented a little screening room, and it was exactly came to life, and it went viral on the Instagram. My mum's crying, my dad's cheering.
Well, I was certainly doing that as well, watching at home. It was so great to see. But I mean, you have also been supporting loads of great artists like Jessie J, Sophie Ellis Baxter,
yes,
selling out your own headline shows as well. Congratulations.
Yes.
It must feel so great to not only be succeeding with your music and having it connect to so many people, but actually just having such a full, well-rounded life and career.
You know what? I just love positivity. I love having fun. And I just want to spread that fun as much as I can. Yeah. I love it, the putting on a show and writing songs that make me laugh, hoping that someone else is going to laugh with it too. And like just playing at the show here, a new song I tested it out to the audience, and one of the women was laughing and pointing, saying, I know that story. And it just brings me so much joy.
It's great, isn't it, that something that is actually a lot of songwriting and a lot of your songwriting, it's quite personal, or even if it's fun, it's still quite a personal thing, or it's quite a specific thing. And yet you see that when you do them on stage in front of people, how they connect to everyone.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that the more personal and specific you make something, the more
they get it,
people
the more they
connect to it.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. There's nothing like it. I really like, I don't feel like the songs are for me. I just feel like I'm just here to entertain and bring someone else a good couple of minutes of fun.
Yeah, but also, you know, you were mentioning Dolly and her kind of like female empowerment that she brought to it. I mean, you've had your own kind, you've been doing that as well, because My Girls Love Me Better, that, as soon as that came out, I just loved it and obviously started playing it on Absolute Radio Country as soon as I could. And I just thought, this is great. Like, I want more songs like this.
Yeah,
that
just about
people.
Best friends.
Yeah.
It's still kind of Little Bad Bitch.
Yes, well, that's what
I may
like.
Say.
Yes.
But it's just for your best friends, and every sisterhood group has that.
Yeah.
And I felt like celebrating. But I am actually going on the road.
Yeah, tell us.
Which I can now officially announce, because
tell us.
I am playing from October through to December. I'm playing Brixton in London.
Oh wow, okay.
I'm playing in Derby.
Yeah.
I'm playing in Sunderland, Sheffield, and Nottingham.
Fabulous.
And I absolutely cannot wait. And it's all part of a tour called Road to Nashville. So we're going up and down the country, and that is finally now people can get tickets for it. And we're playing on the 28th of September in St. Ives.
Oh, I love
St. Ives. Which will be really special. I've never been.
Oh, you're going to love
it. And it's
it.
In a theatre.
Oh, the theatre is beautiful, and I've got some great restaurant suggestions.
You better come. For
you as
well. Take me out for dinner.
I love it. Yes, I'm there. I often think I might, you know, like, I can't, but I often think I'd like to move to St. Ives or somewhere in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I think it's so beautiful. Oh, you're going to have a great time.
Thank
you. And you've got a new single, Wash.
Yes, so that has been out now for a couple of months, but at the moment...
Has it been out for months already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time flies.
It does. It's been a busy summer.
Yes, I've got the song Wash, which I wrote bleaching the sides, trying to erase a man I had dated from my life.
Okay.
I was there with the Dettol, the Henry Hoover,
yeah,
just trying to get any trace of
Wash
him out
right
of there.
Out of your hair.
Exactly. He was gone. So that was really exciting. But at the moment, I've got an EP I'm working on,
okay,
which will be out before the end of the year.
All right.
And in December, I've also going to be on, quite possibly more terrifying than Race Across the World, I did Celebrity Mastermind.
Oh my God. Okay, what's your specialist subject? Can you tell us?
Can't say.
Oh man.
Can't
Is it music?
Say. You'll have to be,
oh
you have to find
God.
Out. But I just went with something I knew since I was a kid.
Okay.
So, but it was terrifying. The
right.
most terrifying.
Is it your dad?
Yeah, the Kemp family.
Yeah, that's your specialist subject.
That'd be terrible if I got it wrong.
Well, we can't wait to see you on that. Harlemin Kemp, such a joy to have you at the Long Road. It's so great to see you always. Congratulations on everything that's happened. And get your tickets for the tour now, and we will look forward to the EP that you're working on as
Brilliant.
Well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, because it's absolutely amazing here. I love
do
it.
My
I'm at
best.
Home.
Welcome home, old friend. Backstage at the Long Road Festival with first-time flyers.
Yay!
so happy to have you guys back.
Oh, we are thrilled to be back.
Just so everybody can put a face to a name, and I'm sure you guys have a lovely way of doing this. Just introduce yourself down the line, please.
Hello, my name is Poppy Fardell.
Hi, I'm Tim.
Hi, I'm Vicky.
And I'm Jake.
And together we are
First Time Flyers. So this is not your first rodeo here at the Long Road Festival.
No.
We love you here. And every time you're back, the crowds just grow and grow and grow. So thank you for coming back this year.
It's an absolute pleasure. We look forward to every single year. So this is our
fourth time here.
Long Road as a band, which is incredible.
That is crazy, isn't it?
It's wild.
Because it doesn't feel like that long ago that you guys formed and we were all together.
At the Grace
in North London for your debut. Yeah. You kindly asked me to introduce you on stage.
You kindly turned up.
Well, there was free booze, so I was there. And now here we are. But what a ride it's been for you guys.
Yeah, it's honestly the most incredible ride I've ever been on, and we're having so much fun. So
I don't want to get off.
No. Exactly like you say, it doesn't feel like it's been 4 years.
No.
We're standing here doing interviews and talking to everyone, and we're like, how has it been a year since the last Long Road?
I know.
You know, it's crazy how time flies.
But you guys have been so busy, like, and you just don't seem to stop. I mean, it seems like every time I get a new single from you, which I love, and I start playing, before I'm even remotely done with that one, there's another new single. You guys are just like batting it out of the park all the time. Are you kind of workaholics in that way?
Absolutely.
Yes. So.
We love what we do.
There's four of us, which is wild, that we're all in the same boat with our sort of work ethic, which is crazy.
Yeah.
To define like, other people who have that same mentality, I think has been really good for us. You know, we did so much in our first year, for instance, when you came and hosted that show for us. And we just wanted to build on it every single year, you know, which is why coming back here and doing bigger stages each time has just meant so much, because it means we're doing something right, we hope.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's also, you know, it's not just the songs. It's like your stage presence is so phenomenal, I think. And you guys work together so well as a group. And also, you know, there's a little bit of a theatrical background that First Time Flyers bring to
it. Well, I did do amateur theatre.
Sometimes do you feel like you should just bust into Hamlet or something to match
the
King and I chops here?
That's rogue.
That was the last one I did.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
What part did you play?
Oh, I was not anything known.
There are no small parts.
There are none.
Exactly.
No, that's it.
But I do feel like you do bring a bit of theatricality to what you do.
Do you know what? And country music is storytelling. So I think it's all about taking the audience on a journey. And selfishly ourselves, we love to kind of really lean into every part of every song and really tell the story, lean into kind of the excitement of it.
Well, I love it. You guys know that I love what you do. You know, I'm always so happy to play you on the radio. I'm always so happy when you come back to the Long Road. And
we
I'm always
it,
so
yeah.
happy to be your cheerleader right across the industry. But also on this lineup, we have Striking Matches this year.
Yes.
And you guys did a song with Striking Matches.
Yes.
Was it earlier this year that
it
came
was.
Out?
Yeah.
Do It All Over Again. Mm-hmm. So is there any sort of, have you been working on, is somebody popping up? Or
we were trying to make that happen. We're not sure it's going to work because they're playing right now. And we're not sure they can stick around for us tomorrow. But never say never.
So wait, are you saying that you're not doing it because you're sitting here talking to me?
Essentially, it's all your fault. No, do you know what? Even if we have to play it in catering, it will happen.
Yeah, it will.
But
no,
it might just not be televised, you know?
And what's next for you guys? Because I know, like, you don't stop, but what's coming up?
Well, there's going to be an album 2 coming, so that's exciting. We're going to take that on the road next year.
Do a big old tour.
Yeah.
UK and then into Europe as well. So,
amazing. You guys have done Europe before?
Well, we've done
Berlin.
C2C.
Yeah.
Berlin, but you're doing like a proper European tour.
We are.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Are you all going to be on like a transit van?
We're
tootling around
we're
the EU?
So.
I was hoping we'd get a really long bicycle.
Oh, one of them.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Just for the Netherlands.
Yeah. It's very flat. We'll be good there.
Yeah, don't pause for pedestrians. Just keep going. Can you imagine having to wait for that bicycle to pass?
That would be so irritating.
Like, okay.
I kind of want to do it for that
Are you saying there's enough of us?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen, I want you guys to go get with Striking Matches.
We'll
thank you for coming and talking
to
me.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us again.
And we'll see you real soon.
You will.
First time flyers. Baylin Leonard backstage at the Long Road Festival with one of our favorite duos ever making their triumphant return to the Long Road Festival. Yay. After year one, it's the Shire! Ben and Chrissy, welcome home, old friends.
Oh, thanks for having us back.
It is so lovely to have you back. Of course, you played year one here at the Long Road, and then you just have been coming every year since.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I said to Chrissy, genuinely so emotional today. Like, it's been a big week,
obviously
with Dolly.
Yes.
But the fact that we played the first one,
yeah,
and you know, we're friends now as
yes.
well. And I'm just so proud of how big this has become for you, but also for country. It's just amazing, man. To
for
be back,
music,
you know,
yeah.
It's incredible.
It really shows how much it's grown, right? And
yeah.
not just things like the Long Road, but also your careers.
Yeah.
As well. I mean, you must have really felt that on a personal but also a professional level too.
Yeah, honestly, seeing the amount of fans that are coming out now and loving the genre, you know, for a long while we felt like we were kind of the only ones loving it, you know?
Right,
and,
yeah.
And it's nice that you can go out there and see so many people that have got so many things in common with country music, you know?
Yeah, it felt like a niche genre for a while and now
yep.
it feels like the mainstream.
Totally. And
it's
like you,
really yeah. cool now.
Yeah,
like, it's
it
a bit
cool.
strange, like... People are wearing the fashion and everything, like properly
yes,
down
I
with
know.
It. And I'm like, what?
You've got like country influencers now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You go on
yeah.
Instagram, TikTok.
Well, you guys
you know.
Were right there at the beginning, you know, like the new wave of country music in the UK. You guys were right there. And it must just feel like, oh yeah, we got that right.
There was none of this radio show. There was
yeah.
no real radio shows that were like just solely for country.
Yeah.
And now it's amazing to see, you know, that everyone's turning out and wearing the whole get up. And it's just strange to see it because we've been doing this, what, 13, 14 years. And genuinely, we've never tried to be cool, but now it's like the coolest genre going.
The coolest
and
thing
we're
you
in
can
there.
Do is to not try.
We're not trying.
okay, so look, we could talk about Bonfire Song, which is going to be an absolute festival favorite. That's going to
yeah.
be a hands over the head type situation. Getaway Car, but I want to talk about, and I text you this, Ben, when this song came out. It's my favorite Shire song ever. Watching You, Watching Me. I love that song so much.
Thank you. Thank you
it
so much.
It just feels like a vibe.
Do you know, we're quite fun
yeah.
like, at heart. And when I wrote that song out in Nashville with Eric Pasley and Lindsay Rhymes, I just imagined Chrissy and I on stage, like doing a bit of a Motown thing, playing off each other. Yeah, I mean, that also the lyric came to me because I was on a flight and the entertainment system went down. So literally I had nothing to watch on TV. I just sat there and then just started, like I said, imagining being on stage here, imagining being on stage all over, just singing that song. And yeah, I can't wait to play it tonight. It's going to be great.
I can't wait for you to play it tonight.
I also have a little trick up my sleeve with that one.
Do you?
Well, I was thinking, because it's all about like throwing some shots across the room. And
yeah.
I wondered if there was some country single people here tonight.
Yes.
Perhaps we might be able to set something up for them within that song, maybe.
I feel like
you know,
we
give,
could do that.
Give some permission
yeah.
to like, if you've seen someone, I know it's only Friday night, but like if they see someone that they like, maybe they could just like give them the eye.
Oh yeah.
And you never know, we could make something start
well,
right
listen,
here.
We have had people's relationships start here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we've had a few that ended here as well,
maybe.
But we've had marriage proposals here. We've had it all happen. So maybe
there
we can
go.
Have something like
I think,
that tonight.
Yeah, I think so. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
And you know what? I'm really excited for you guys being back here. A, because it's so good to have friends here, because I think the Long Road feels like everybody's your friend
yeah.
at the Long Road. But it's so great that we have been friends for so long and that you said yes to come back and play the Long Road. So thank you for that. And I'm just excited for you guys to be on that stage and look out and see how much bigger the crowd is now
yeah.
than it was in year one. And I remember in year one, I was excited that there were that
yeah.
many people here. And now that we're so much bigger than that, I think it's just a real moment in country music for all of us.
Totally. You
absolutely.
Couldn't sum it up any better.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us back. So excited, honestly.
Absolutely. Of course, Dolly's on everybody's mind. And rightfully so. And, you know, I think there are a few kind of drinking games going on for any time somebody hears Jolene.
Great.
There's already a few people who are stumbling around the site because it's been played a few times. Have you guys thought about doing any Dolly thing? Did you? Is it something that you would do?
We do Islands in the Stream anyway
right.
in our set.
We always love that one because everybody knows the words and everyone sings it with us.
Yes.
So we have always done that one. But obviously tonight is going to feel so much more emotional, you
for
know?
Sure.
This is our first weekend since we've lost Dolly, so and everybody's together, so
it's a great, actually, We never wanted to lose Dolly, but it's great that we're all here together at this moment because so many people can celebrate her as country music fans and as Dolly fans around the world. You got a really busy year. You've been really busy. Do you guys ever not tour? Do you ever not tour?
When I had babies, we didn't. We were I think I got about 8-9 months, I think, where I wasn't touring. I think, right?
But you got loads of shows coming up after.
Yeah, November we're going on a big tour. Back on the tour bus again, which will be so much fun. Got the boys and the band back together. So, it's 80% sold. It's almost sold out, which is incredible.
Okay. So you don't need us to sell tickets.
No, there are some tickets left. There are some tickets available. No, but it's, you know what? We get to go out and play to sort of between 1,500, 2,000 people. It's like, it's big, but also intimate. And again, just seeing how much that's grown. Like we did it the old-fashioned way. We played really small shows and just kept on getting bigger and bigger. And November's going to be a great sort of round off for the album and the year. Yeah.
And then what's after that? Are you just going to take a little break?
I don't know. Maybe like a new music or something like that. We don't know.
Okay.
It's
well, there you go.
It's what you've got to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Keep it
you
rolling.
You never know.
Well, thank you guys for being here. I couldn't be happier that you guys are on the Rhinestone stage tonight.
Yay.
And I will be down front, probably on producer Adam's shoulders doing this.
Nice.
Ben and Chrissy, it's the Shires.
Hey.
I'm Ginny Longden here at the Long Road Festival talking to country music singer-songwriter and actress, the fabulous Twinny. Welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Thanks for having me.
How does it feel then to be performing at the Long Road Festival in the glorious UK weather?
Yeah, I mean, I did do my hair today and I kind of look like a drowned rat, but we'll sort it out before I play. I mean, it's awesome. Do you know what I love about this festival? I'm so proud of them because I met Balin in a basement, a dive bar, like one of my first ever gigs, and I'm just like really proud of, like, you know, you guys at Absolute Radio, how it's all grown, and it's so good to be back. I'm playing the Interstate stage today, so I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome.
We're very excited to have you because you were at the very first one, weren't you? Was it 2018?
Yeah. I think so, something like that. And I played the main stage back in the day. I'm like working my way back up to the main stage, basically. I've been demoted and now I'm trying to work my way up. But
well,
yeah.
You've been busy.
I have been
busy.
You've
had an amazing few years. You appeared on our TV screens in Everdale. You've made your Grand Ole Opry debut as well. In Nashville. Has it been a total whirlwind?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Dolly passing, like, I mean, she was just an inspiration. Like, you don't realize how much of a constant she was. And she really did inspire me. I've never been that affected over any artist ever. Songwriter, actress. I love how she was just authentically herself. And I really try and be myself on socials. Do you know what I mean?
You are.
I hope so. I hope people feel that. And I think, like, I love to uplift people and help people. I feel like that's my purpose with music. That's about the only thing I've got to offer. But I just love that she was an all-rounder and she was just a force and opened the door. And it's just been, like, in those moments when I've wanted to give up, I'm like, what would Dolly do? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
And it's more poignant than ever now, isn't it? Because, like, everyone's sharing all of her famous sayings and all that. And, like, I've had moments this week where I've been looking at her sayings and I've gone, I need to change how I live my life. Because she's
she was awesome. And I was lucky to meet her. Mm. And when I met her, I said my name, obviously. And I was like, oh, I'm a singer. And she was like, amazing. She was like, what's your name? I was like, Twinny. And she was like, most Americans with my accent, they think I'm saying 20, like as in the $20 bill. And I was like, yeah, it's 20, because I thought she's never gonna forget me if I say my name's 20. She's gonna think of the dollar bill, she's gonna think of money, she's always gonna think of me.
Oh my, so you'll always be 20 to Dolly.
Yeah.
That's really special.
Yeah.
I think everyone remembers their interaction they had with her because she made everybody feel so special, didn't
she?
She
had this incredible ability to make everyone feel seen and heard. And, you know, she's been doing that for so long, you know, like, she could quite easily, you know, do the niceties, but she really took the time to speak to me. I'll never forget that. That was awesome. That was a highlight of my career.
Oh, and speaking of highlights, tell us about your Opry debut then.
Oh, that was amazing. The best thing about the Opry is, like, seeing all my friends side of stage that I'd worked so hard. You know, like, I completely changed my life. I took a risk to move to Nashville, and it paid off. Do you know what I mean? Fortune favors the brave. And it was just amazing to see side the stage of how many people have supported me. That's what was lovely about it. And Jamie Johnson introduced me, which Yeah, and I made history being the first Romani Gypsy to ever do it. So
that's amazing.
We're trying to make history. We want to get be the first British female to have an American country number one. Come on, Yorkshire.
You will. We're manifesting it with you.
We're manifesting. I feel like every time I'm with you, we manifest this. I think you asked me about the Opry and I did it. So
yes.
Maybe like next time you next could cut time. Through this and then be like.
Oh my gosh. So are you still living in Nashville at the moment?
I am. But I've been back and forth with the summer. My mum's tried to get me on every radio station possible. And thank you, by the way, for playlisting Wild One.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been fun and it's been awesome to be at home for a little while because I've been gone for so long. But I'm looking forward to getting back. I go back on Tuesday. So.
Wow. And what's the weather like there? Because you can probably hear the rain right now. If you're listening. Yeah. What's it like in Nashville right now?
It's still hot, yeah. Which I'm pleased to go back to. I mean, I do love the rain. There's something comforting about it. It's very British. It's a very British festival. And they're still out there. Do you know what I mean? So it proves how much they love the music and the artists.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just keep going. You've been songwriting with Darius Rucker.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
That was awesome. We've been trying to get together for a while and now he lives in London. And he was like, I'm around in London if you want to write. And I was like, nice one. Yes, I'll be there when. And we wrote a great song. Yeah. A really great song. So we'll see what happens with that. But he's such a lovely guy. Yeah. You meet all the... They say don't meet your heroes, but like they're just people and they're so lovely. I think, that's what impresses me about country music artists.
It is astounding with this genre in particular, isn't it? How down-to-earth everybody remains, even when they get huge.
Yeah, no, I mean, C2C, if you've ever been there, everyone leaves their door open and it's just like... It's like family, it really does. And I think that's what attracted me to Nashville. It was just like a really great community and to feel supported along with doing your dream alongside others that are doing it, do you know what I mean? That understand it as well.
Amazing. Your last full album, Something We Used To Say, was a couple of years ago now. So are we getting a new album?
Yes, you are. It's just gone off to mix. And now I'm going through a whole period where I'm just like, is this any good? I don't know. I think, like, you know, I'm inspired by Trailblazers. And I think, like, I've always been on the country pop spectrum. Like, I love to dance. I love to make people feel good. I feel like Something You Used To Say was my breakup album. But Dirt Road Disco... Just giving you an exclusive there. Well, actually, it was the name of my tour, but it's going to be called Dirt Road Disco. And
such a good name.
It's going to make you dance for sure. I'm excited. I'm excited for people. I often say people like describe your music and I'm like, well, if Shania and Miley Cyrus had a baby, I think that would be me.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. What a love child. And then your new single, Wild One, we love it. We're playing it, of course, on Absolute Radio Country. Tell us about that.
It's just about being like yourself. And also this business is hard to maintain a relationship. And I feel like, you know, that it has to be really someone special to just completely accept you for who you are. I do have a lovely boyfriend. He lives in LA. Oh. Chris is awesome. And I often call him my Carl. Because, like Dolly, because he's not in the music industry, but he understands it and he's just a constant. So... I hope I haven't jinxed myself now. You know, cutsy like 2 months later, we're broken up. No, we're not. No, we're not. But he's awesome. And I met him in an airport after the Grammys. It was so weird. So it was like a proper meet cute. Wasn't online. So it really feels like it's meant to be. So, yeah, it's just about being authentically yourself and surrounding yourself with those that, like, accept you at any season. And I feel like I've got a really good bunch of mates over there and here that... do that for me.
Well, that's what a lot of people say about Nashville. The community is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would think it could be very competitive or, you know, people trying to outdo each other, but everyone seems to be very supportive of each other, right?
Yeah, no, it is really supportive. I would say the only thing competitive over there is, like, you know, the radio thing. But that's not really down to the artists. That's down to the labels and radio, and especially for women in country music. Do you know what I mean? I feel like women are absolutely killing it right now.
They really are.
You know, Lainey, Ella. There's so many people coming up. Lacey K. Booth. I think there's so much talent amongst women. Mm-hmm. And we should play them more.
Oh, that's a great note to end on, Twitty. Thank you for talking to us on Absolute
Thank
Radio Country.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Backstage at Long Road Festival with Josh Ross.
Here we are.
Hey, Josh Ross. So, you've been touring around the UK before you got to the Long Road Festival. You've been in all sorts of places. Can you say which audience, like Manchester, Glasgow, were they, who was rowdier?
So far, so we still have Manchester, Glasgow
okay,
to go.
Okay, you're still doing that.
We did.
So I'll tell you that Glasgow's going to be rowdier.
Yeah. Then London?
So. Probably.
London was like, because we did the show last year where we did the two nights. It was like a smaller crowd.
Yeah. That was
put over 1,000 people this past, and it was like, it was incredible how there's so much energy on, was that Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah,
night.
What day is it?
It was incredible.
I lose track of
it. It was Thursday.
All right.
But
Thursday.
Yeah, no, it was, so far London's, they crushed it. It was
all
so
right.
good.
And here we are in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
The beautiful British summertime.
Hey, I got my sunshine gear on. So
yeah, you're ready. I think the sun's coming out. But the last time you were over, aside from those shows,
yeah.
We saw each other at Highways Festival.
Yeah.
At the beautiful Royal Albert Hall.
That was still, everybody always asks, like, the most special venues I've ever played, and that one's probably still top of the list.
Yeah, so, it's a pretty special place,
oh my gosh,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It must feel different, though, to play something like that and then come here, like, out in an open
air. I'm a big festival lover. I love the outdoors. I always feel like it's a little more like Royal Albert Hall seems a little more proper.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
You've got to wear a tie.
I like when it's kind of a little more rowdy, and I feel like people are going to be drinking, having a good time. And
People have been drinking all day
yeah,
already.
Yeah, see, that's perfect. We're going to be just fine then.
Yeah, so. You're going to be just fine. So the last time that you were over, you were wanting to go to the theater.
Yeah.
And I suggested Lion King. Did
yeah,
you go?
We went to the Lion King.
Did it blow your mind?
Me and my manager, Kenzie, went.
Okay, yeah.
It was so good for me. That was my first time ever going to one.
Yeah.
Ever.
What, ever to a musical?
Yeah.
Really?
Since I was a little kid, I think I went to Franklin, which was like a kid's play. But that was like my first one as an adult, or like I actually knew what was going on. It was like, dude, it was so good. Like the people are so talented, and it's like you're laughing, then you're like actually like kind of feeling sad for a situation.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like an emotional roller coaster.
The elephants, the giraffe.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was
so good. And I even bought a crew neck hoodie sweater that said Lion King on it. So
you're basically staging.
I loved it. So that was last time, and then
last night you went to theater.
Yeah,
as well.
I went to the Book of Mormons last night, which was like a funny. Totally different vibe.
Yeah,
to Lion
hilarious.
King. But it was so funny. It's good to still see there's humor in this world, because I think we need humor a little
it's
bit.
It's easy to forget, isn't
yes.
it, sometimes?
Everybody's so serious. So
are you like super into theater now? Is this your thing?
I just like admire like to watch those guys last night, particularly the two main lead actors that were in it, and you know, for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Eight times a week. They played this role and absolutely crushed it. Like don't break character once. Like they don't smirk. They don't laugh. They don't like.
They're professionals, Josh.
But it's incredible because I think I do is so much. I don't want to say easier, but like I feel like because they're singing, they're dancing, they're acting. Like
triple threat.
It's crazy.
Would you ever do a musical?
I think it would have to be the right thing.
Yeah, like maybe not like some like dancing thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you can dance. Can you dance?
No, I mean, if I've had a lot of drinks, I feel like I can dance.
Yeah, that's different, though.
But I'm not a huge dancer, no.
But you could do something that's like a singing role, for sure,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I feel like I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think, like, acting in a movie would probably be a better fit for me.
Okay, do you want to do that?
I'm totally open to it.
Anything in the pipeline? You doing auditions or anything?
No, I just feel like it'd have to be, like, sports related or like car, like motor related or.
Oh, hey, have you been to the car show here?
That's what we're trying to figure that out for today because of the rain. So hopefully we'll work it out.
And a car show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking about this whole trajectory that you've been on, because
right.
the first time that I saw you, I always come over to Canada for the CCMAs.
Yeah.
I'll be over there in a couple weeks for
great.
Them.
Yeah,
You'll
yeah.
be there, I'm assuming, as well.
I'm not. I don't think. We're trying to figure that out right now.
You're the king of the CCMAs.
I know. It's hard, right? You commit to a tour. We committed to the Dan Shea tour, which is like 30 days.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're heading out with Dan Shea.
And for me to not...
And their beautiful harmonies.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. Do I not take 30 dates and go to an award show, which I obviously really love? So right now we're trying to work out, is there a way that we can... It's hard because they don't want you to skip dates.
Yeah, of course. Well, the last 2 years that I've been in Canada for the CCMAs, you've been like the king of the CCMAs. You've been mopping up.
Very grateful. No, it's really cool. I mean, I'm so. That's what that'll be the hard part if I don't get to go. Is like I absolutely am so grateful for the sport of Canada. Like
yeah.
to be from there. I love the country. I'm very grateful that they've embraced me no matter where I've gone in the world, like me being here, and that they're excited I'm here in the UK or I'm in America or I'm in Australia, and yeah. I've been very very blessed with that.
Well, yeah, because you're like a hometown hero all across sure, Canada, yeah. But then you've had such success, like 2 number ones, like
yeah.
Obviously Nashville in America totally embracing you, and the UK. Yeah.
Here we are.
I mean, here you
this
are.
This is crazy.
Right?
It's gonna be a great show. I'm like really looking forward to today, and it's just a growth, and I promised that I'd come back here as much as I can, and you know, I've been fortunate we came the last 3 years. So
yeah,
24,
and don't leave
25.
You've got to come back
yeah,
after this
yeah,
as well.
So,
just keep growing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
kicked out of bars.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about you playing Manchester and Glasgow, and I was saying that Glasgow might be a little bit rowdier, but I'm thinking about it now, and Manchester will be right up there because, and this is no word of a lie, the only place in the world that I've ever been kicked out of bars.
Manchester?
3 times.
What are you
in
doing?
Manchester.
What were you doing? Let's tell the people.
Well, that's the problem that I don't quite remember.
That's usually.
And it wasn't.
That's my excuse.
It wasn't all the same night either.
Okay.
Is the problem.
All right.
So
okay.
Clearly, I'm the problem.
There
it's
you
not
go.
Manchester. So be careful in Manchester.
I'm excited. Yeah. No. That's dude. That song's just been fun. It was really cool to see. Just like, just because of social media now, and then the song's only been out for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And. Just to see everybody singing it and already is just incredible.
Oh, they're going to know every word to
yeah,
it tonight.
It's super
They'll be singing
great.
It nonstop. Ashley Cook throws a drink in your face.
Yeah.
In the video.
What was that?
Are you friends?
I don't know. No.
Not anymore.
No, we are.
Are you
going to
do something together? Because it feels like
no,
a little
I don't know. We've always like kind of talked about it, but never. I'll tell you, there's nothing on the table right now. But no, she's a great friend. Been a great friend for a long time. And I just called her. I was like, hey, you mind coming here and throwing a drink in my face for
a promo? She was like,
I've always wanted to do
she's
that.
She's like,
so
can
sure.
I slap you?
Yeah. So
how many times did she have to throw a drink in your face?
We rehearsed it without the drink.
Okay.
A couple times first. So
see, you're already acting. I feel like you could do the Lion King.
It's all right. Put me in Lion King, dude. That'd be
Come
great.
On.
Yeah. No, that'd be really cool.
If there was a Josh Ross musical, what would it be called? And who would play Josh Ross in the Josh Ross musical?
Like an actor who would play me?
Yeah.
I feel like Ryan Gosling could play me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it would just be like my love life story or something.
Okay, yeah.
Which is not really existent right now, but just the waves of it.
It's very humble for you to pick Ryan Gosling as someone to play you.
I've just always admired him as an actor. He grew up kind of close to where I grew up. His family, I actually dated a girl in high school, and her mom and Ryan Gosling's mom were like best friends.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I just kind of attached to him as a person, and just a really talented actor. So I think that'd be cool.
You were saying your love life's non-existent. And listen, we're not a gossip site.
No,
we're
no.
not a gossip site. But
I don't mean it's non-existent. I'm not like.
Okay, so it's not non-existent.
I'm just letting life go the way it needs to
well,
go.
No,
right
I'm not digging for dirt, right? But I am thinking like it seems like I see this a lot. Like you're so busy with your career, everything's going, and people will look at it from the outside world and be like, you must have it all. But something's got to give somewhere, right?
Yeah, and I think it's a personal life. I mean, I'm home 50, 60. Nights a year.
Where is home? Is it Nashville?
Nashville, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, imagine meeting somebody and being like, well, I'll be home in 2 weeks for one day, and then I'll be gone
perfect.
For yeah.
It sounds absolutely perfect.
And I think that's what it is. I think there is that perfect person that goes like, oh, yeah, I'm totally good with that.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now it's a little bit tough, and just trying to work on me as a person, honestly. I've been just focused on getting healthy and getting back in good shape. And
were you not in good shape?
I wasn't in, like, bad shape. I just... With having such a sports background for so long, I felt like I just kind of like I never really got to drink and party and all that when I was in college or at university because I was playing sports and I was studying and then I moved to Nashville and it was like this whole world of like fun.
Yeah.
And I had a good amount of fun for like 2-3 years and you know wasn't really working out as much as I would. So then now I've kind of curved that back to there and just it just makes my mental is a lot better. When
yeah.
I'm doing that.
Endorphins
and
all that.
Yeah,
yeah, I get that.
So,
being from Canada and being over here in the UK, I was talking to somebody on your team, actually, and we were talking about how sometimes with US artists, when they come over, it takes them a minute to get the UK. Like, they don't get the humor or or what. And I was like, yeah, but he's from Canada.
It's a little more similar.
Yeah, it's a bit more similar, like, part of the Commonwealth, but also you kind of grow up with UK influences around you. Like, would you say you feel a little bit more at home in the UK?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean... part of my family's from England, so that makes sense. And then But yeah, I feel like Canada's kind of that like middle ground, right? Like in regards to like humor, because I feel like people here have like a dry, like a humor too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the U.S., like parts of the U.S., that's not really a thing. Like I really noticed when I first moved to Nashville, and I still am like this with some of the band guys. Like I can joke around about something,
yeah,
and they're like, "Wait, is he serious?" You know,
yeah, yeah.
And most of the time I am joking, but I feel like here there is that sense of humor that is a little more like easy to understand. So
I got you. Yeah. Well, we're so happy that you're here.
I can't wait. Yeah.
We can't wait for you to come back to the UK.
Hey, I'll be back. I promise.
And go get yourself on a bike in the car show.
Hey, let's go.
Or to a musical.
Or to a musical. Honestly, I want to go to another one. We'll see.
Actually, you know what? There was a Meatloaf musical called Bat Out of Hell, and it featured a lot of bikes. Hey,
let's go. Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
I'm Ginny Longdon here at the Long Road Festival talking to a country music band who have been opening for acts like Wyatt Flores, 49 Winchester and Morgan Wallen. Jason Scott and the High Heat, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Are you thrilled to be here in the lovely UK weather?
Yeah, this is great. This is quintessential UK weather.
This is what perfect. I was expecting. Yeah. So.
And it's scorching at home. So.
Yeah, this is better than being hot.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about, I guess, maybe 40-something degrees Celsius, which is about 105 in Oklahoma.
Dang, he looked that up on the way here.
You always put on more clothes. You can only take so much off. So.
Yeah, to be honest, I think I have to say this because I live in the UK, but I do think cold over hot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Most of the time. So how does it feel to be performing next to this big, beautiful, stately home, being here at the Long Road Festival?
Really cool. I'm just kind of taking it in as we got here. I really didn't know what to expect. This, you know, this is our first time. Are these? Do you know the ages of these?
Yeah.
They seem very old. That church we passed as we pulled in.
Oh really wow! Cool. Yeah.
I love these little countryside towns.
It's a little bit like, I guess you see like Bridgerton and stuff like that. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The vibe you're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're it's very flat and dry. Well, actually, it's very it's not dry. It's humid, but flat. So to see some green and some mountains, it's really nice. Rolling hills.
Yeah. So you started the band in Oklahoma City. Did you think that one day it would lead you to places like this to be performing your music?
We certainly talked about it a bunch. You know, fingers were always crossed. Now it's becoming a reality. So pretty cool. I think Gabe called it way back, probably.
Yeah, yeah, I always knew we'd be here.
Are you the manifester?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew we'd be here.
I love that. So you've been in the UK for the last few days. You played a show in London. Is this your first UK trip?
Go ahead.
As a band,
as a band.
Yeah,
as a
I think
band.
We've been here separately just to visit.
Yeah, we played in Spain as a band. This is our first. I did some touring over here several years ago. I think a couple of the guys have been in the area before, but this is the first time.
Do you have any favorite places yet in the UK? Have you been enough to pick a fave?
I'm going to say the Long Road Fest. Lutterworth on this beautiful August day.
I was leaning into that. Thank you. Your music has caught the attention of some of country's biggest names. Tell us a bit about your sound then.
We call it high country. I mean, it's, you know, an amalgamation of a million influences, the Queen included. You know, it's a little bit unique and different, and that's what we hope it would be. And, you know, I think high country is a good label. It doesn't necessarily tell you anything, but it's our brand.
You've opened for Wyatt Flores, 49 Winchester. You played some opening slots for Morgan Wallen's Still the Problem tour. How did that all come about then?
Well, we've got a great team.
I think he heard one of our songs.
Yeah,
I think
he heard us, and then he like reached out to his manager and was like,
"Hey, sort of handpicked us."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we're always striving to put out content that that we love and that reaches people, and we've been doing a lot of acoustic performances, and he's manifesting.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I'm just constantly manifesting.
I think he saw one of our acoustic performances, and you know. Just said, hey, let's see if we can get these guys on.
Amazing. And what artists, what bands are you listening to at the moment who's on repeat for you guys?
Remy Wolf.
Yeah, we listen to a lot of Remy Wolf, a lot of the new Medium build. We kind of like listen to stuff all over and kind of hear that in the music. It's not straight country. It's not what you're used to with like Oklahoma Red Dirt. Just kind of amalgamation of all of our influences.
That's awesome.
The new Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes, yeah. Nice.
There's a Rolling Stones CD stuck in our CD player that when we're out of Remy.
It's live. I can't remember where it's from, yeah, but like, we've listened to it a million times.
Yes. So.
Are you big Stones fans, or is it just literally stuck there?
I like the Stones. It's stuck there
for sure, but yeah, we love the Stones, of course.
I like Ronnie Wood specifically performing tonight at the Long Road Festival.
Yeah, I hear he's great, yeah. You've got an album coming, 18th of September, Playboy. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's another collection of songs that me and Taylor Johnson have written, the guy I kind of produced the records with and stuff. And I feel like it's just, the next chapter of our sound. We're kind of discovering that ourselves. So also a couple of Nashville writes I did on the song. But I feel like, I don't like saying more of the same. I feel like it's... an improvement. We're getting better, and we've been on the road now for years. I mean, those influences make their way into the lyrics and stuff like that. So it's loud and soft and, pointed and feels good to play live, a lot of it so far. So
great live music. Yeah. Your song, Too Good, Too Bad, we love it. We've been playing it on Absolute Radio Country. So tell us a bit about that, please.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
How did it come about?
Tattoo.
No, fuck, I need yours.
Huh?
Sorry,
it's okay, cursed. It's not live, you're all fine.
Right, cool. that came from a sort of day right. I think Taylor had the riff first, and then some of the things in that song are very accurate. My first cigarette was stolen from my grandpa. It was a Winston Light. I'm speeding on bikes all the time. And then there's some additional info included. So, I think we had the Too Good, Too Bad idea first and just kind of worked back from there.
Nice. And are you going to be coming back to the UK then soon? You've got plans to come back over for us?
We've already heard. I heard we're not supposed to say.
We can wink and say, we're definitely going to be back soon. Yes.
I won't tell anyone if you want to be specific.
I think I already blurted it out to an interviewer. I didn't know. Now I know.
Great.
Yes,
amazing.
We'll be over here, I think, in March.
Yeah, I don't want to leave. So.
Oh, in March.
I think if that gives you any idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've signed NDAs.
Familiar with things that happen in March. Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on Absolute Radio Country.
Thank you so much.
I'm Ginny Longden. This is Absolute Radio Country at the Long Road Festival, and I'm talking to one of the most exciting new voices in the UK country music scene. It's Liam Price. Welcome.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very well. Like everyone else, we're wet through, aren't we?
But so we're made for this, aren't we?
Oh, mate. Yeah, British made. So here we are. The Americans are having a fit, aren't they? We're here just like, this is summer.
They must think this is freezing.
Yeah. I love to see it.
So you're performing at the Long Road Festival this year, but last year you were here in a slightly different capacity. You were taking part in the Homegrown Talent Competition, right?
Correct.
Tell us about that then.
Yeah, I mean, 600 applicants whittled down to 6 in a final. Played 2 songs. I played a song about my daughter, which I wrote in 25 minutes. Won the competition, and it's been pretty like revolutionary. It's been life changing. Been to Nashville, played CMA, and here at Main Stage, Long Road. So
tell
amazing.
Us about before we come back to then a year later, right here. Mm-hmm. So in between that, you just dropped in CMA in Nashville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, part of the competition was. A set out there at CMA. I think there was 2 British artists on the festival, but what an experience. People often ask me, like, what was it like? And it's really hard to describe. Uh-huh. As you know, the melting pot of country, like, right, everyone's there. Just walking right by Keith Urban, walking right next to me. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Just eat your crisps and shut up and don't say anything stupid.
Did you catch a whiff of Keith Urban? Because I've heard he smells really good.
Oh, no, but you could tell he smelled good. He was about 50 yards away, but I could tell he smelled good. So his flares told me he smelled great. So.
And that shiny hair.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Who else did you see who you were like, wow?
Yeah, I caught Red Clay Strays. And
nice.
I'm a huge Marcus King fan, so I saw him. But like Dreamland, just walking around, my missus, my mother-in-law and my baby, and like just like this is insane.
How old's your baby? So
she's one. Aww. She was one on Thursday.
Oh, happy
so,
birthday.
Yeah, the song was Little Star of August that won me the competition.
Wow.
And she'll watch me play it on main stage tomorrow.
Oh so, my gosh. So yeah, so you're here a year later on the main stage. Yeah. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's incredible. And walking in here today, it starts to get real, you know, and I did a little acoustic set today and it was nice just to bed in, find my footing, get ready for tomorrow with the full band. So
yeah,
nice. Yeah. And I've got a lot of loyal followers here and friends and I just can't wait to, it's going to be a celebration tomorrow. So
so exciting. So,
and the sun will be out, I think, as well.
It will.
So
it will.
I bought it from Wolverhampton with me tomorrow. So,
yeah. Aside from your career then as a country artist in your own right, people may know you as the man behind the Luke Combs UK tribute show. Yeah, how did all that start?
Yeah, just playing Luke songs at weddings. He was just getting so popular and country was getting so popular. And I was done with the weddings. I was doing like 150 weddings a year. I was sick of love. I was just sick of watching love every day. I was like, can someone just kick off and just, you know, put the cat amongst the pigeons, just make it more interesting. But no, in all seriousness, Luke Combs' songs were becoming more prevalent. He was spearheading country, as we all know now. And I just thought, yeah, I could do this. So, luckily enough, I've got a ginger beard and I put a few pounds on. And no, in all seriousness, I took a lot of time, a lot of effort, knew we could do a good job. We took a lot of care. I feel the pressure of doing his songs and my backside hasn't touched the floor since. Canada, America, you know, on multiple tours. It's insane. 167 shows last year.
Wow.
To over 100,000 people in 7 different countries. So
congrats, that's such an achievement.
It's insane.
And it is so, I think it's bold to take on Luke Combs because it's Luke Combs, but I mean the man himself endorses you, right?
Yeah, yeah. So flew us out Nashville. We opened his complex in Nashville, Category 10. So pinch me moments, they keep coming, just like today. And
so how did Luke Combs first know about you? Did fans just tag him in your videos and stuff?
Yeah, there was a lot of that, and I think his management got wind of it as well, and like
amazing,
we approached them about coming to America and just saying we don't want to tread on anyone's toes, we don't want to, you know. And he's like, Liam, we're totally aware of you, you guys are doing a great job, you've got our full support. So yeah, incredible.
Amazing. And you saw him at Wembley recently, right?
Yeah, we were invited, which is cool.
Oh my gosh,
that
is cool.
We did Edinburgh as well.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
So we did the pre-show parties and then we went to see him play. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so you did the shows before as well, didn't you? So that must have been amazing.
Well, yeah, we had 6,500 people in 2 days at Wembley. So yeah, incredible.
And you met Luke Combs, right?
Have you
met him several times now?
Yeah, we saw him in Nashville and we had 25 minutes together. Spoke about family and stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
I told him how my wife's going to be able to resign from work and have our little one because of what I'm doing with his tribute and from his support. And
wow.
So give me a big Luke hug and sent me on my way. And yeah, great guy.
And you've never washed that shirt since.
No. Have you met him yourself?
No, I haven't. I've seen him live several times and it's always like my favourite gig.
Yeah.
But no, I would love to meet him.
Yeah.
I'd love a Luke Combs
top
cuddle.
Man, lovely guy.
Luke Combs cuddle. I bet you can endorse that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And so your latest single, Two Horse Town, we love it. We're playing it on Absolute Radio Country. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that, how it came about.
Yeah, I think it's probably my most traditional country song today. I wrote it about a family member who's sometimes struggling in life, finding his purpose, what he's going to do. And I'm just like, keep your head down, means to an end. We all get jobs and things we don't want to do. But if you keep going, you'll make it out of this two-horse town, basically, and follow your dreams. And it's there for everyone in life, you know. We all get stuck in situations we don't really want to be in. And so pedal through the mud. And what did Dolly say? If you want the rainbow, you've got to make it through
the rain. You've got to put up with the rain, as we're doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. So It's about that, really.
Absolutely. And will there be an album soon?
Yeah, I mean, maybe another EP.
Yep.
Into an album, we'll see. But I don't just want to churn it out. I just want to take care and, you know, people have been really supportive with what I've released so far. So I want to follow that same Absolute Radio included, by the way.
No.
I did just mention that on stage, how you guys are really supporting us grassroots artists, and you know, I really appreciate that.
Well, so, it's important, and your song's brilliant.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for talking to
us
today.
Jenny, appreciate it.
This is Absolute Radio Country. I'm Jenny Longdon at the Long Road Festival, and I'm talking to singer-songwriter Emily Scott Robinson, who's just legged it from the front porch stage, right?
Yes, ma'am. I walked over here in my cowboy boots. It's been a bit of a rainy weekend here in the Isles, and so there's quite a bit of mud. And I wouldn't say that my little white cowboy boots are necessarily meant for farm work. They're more meant for the stage, but they did navigate me through a muddy field.
Well done. And you've just been trying the barbecue. You said it's really good.
It's very good. And I do have to say, I am from North Carolina, and which is we are very proud of our pork barbecue. And this barbecue is fantastic. It is so good. The sauce is just right. The pork is super tender. The coleslaw is great. The chips are great. I'll call them chips. Not french fries.
Yes, yes.
The potatoes taste better here, I just have to say. I think they do.
So oh, I love that.
It was a delicious... Honestly, it was the first meal I ate today, so I just scarfed it down. It was very good.
And I'm glad you've had a good meal, because you've just done the front porch, but then you're going to do the interstate as well, aren't you, later?
Yes,
amazing.
I am. I've got my band with me, which is very fun. It's a trio. It's a bass player and a fiddle player, and I'm excited to play on the interstate stage with them later, so I just played solo.
Amazing. And you've been here before.
Yes.
So what brings you back? What makes the Long Road Festival special?
This is such a cool festival. I think it's, you know, one of the only ones of its kind in particular. Mm-hmm. And I have a new record out. Came out in January. It's called Appalachia.
Yep.
And so the festival reached out and wanted to see if I'd be willing to play. And I had a couple other shows over in Scandinavia and thought, why don't we end the long touring road at the Long Road Festival? So this is our last show of the tour. And it's just, I'm just riding quite a high. It's really special to be here.
Amazing. And you mentioned your album. So we love Dirtbag Saloon.
Yay.
Tell us about that track.
I will, and I'll be playing it later. So Dirtbag Saloon, I initially wrote, I got the idea for that song. You know, the chorus is, if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. And it's really about the changing nature of our communities in Western Colorado. Really all over America, there's a big affordability crisis and housing crisis, and there's an increasing wealth gap. Folks are struggling to get by. So I wanted it to be a bit of an anthem to that. And also, it is set and centers around a real place. It's a bar in Western Colorado called Linda's Bistro. It does not serve food. it's only open on Fridays and Christmas. Linda lives in the back behind a velvet curtain. And I know this sounds like magical.
Yes, it does.
And it is, actually. It's the bar is, it's small. It's an old saloon. It still has gunshot holes in the ceiling.
Wow.
And it's just a really special place, because it's a place where you only go there if somebody takes you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an if you know, you know kind of place. And it's a cash-only bar, and all the furniture is like velveteen Victorian-era parlor furniture. So it's decorated by women, which I kind of love.
Yeah.
It's got like nice low lighting and candles and hearts everywhere and kind of creepy Victorian dolls posed all over the place. And
we love that.
It's great. It is so... It's so quirky and so wonderful, and to me it was a symbol of some of the last great places that we have that we're trying to hang on to, because extreme wealth and development's really changing our small towns.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you how, like, Colorado compares to being in the grounds of, like, an old stately home, so it must be nice for you to be amongst real old brick.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I am... kind of a country girl. I did not grow up in the country. I grew up in a town, but I have always been somebody who loves small towns, who loves being outside, who loves being in the country, so I love living in Western Colorado, and to me, being out here in the country is super, super lovely.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, I love it. And your debut album, Magnolia Queen, that came out like 10 years ago.
It did.
So what pinch me moments have you had between releasing that and right now?
I just had a pinch me moment the other day.
Yeah.
Friday, I played the same stage in Denmark at a festival as Emmylou Harris.
Oh my gosh.
She played just a few hours later, and I got to play on that stage, and then I got to stand side stage and watch her set, and it's her last European and UK tour, and I watched her. She's a hero of mine, and so I'm sitting backstage singing along to half the songs, and she's one of the reasons she's a hero of mine is because of the longevity and the depth of her career and her work and her artistry, and I watched her at 79 years old play in the driving rain.
Wow.
The rain was like almost blowing in on the stage. She was such a pro, and she sounded as good as she's ever sounded. And I just thought, you know, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. The goal is to love what you do and do it for as long as you can.
Absolutely.
And a couple thousand people were just standing in the rain. And just cheering her on. She kept saying, bless your heart, it's raining so hard, I feel so bad for y'all. And everyone's just cheering and cheering. They were so excited that she was there.
Amazing.
It was very special.
You love the music. The rain's not going to stop you. It's like this weekend here at the Long Road.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you are such a joy. Thank you so much for talking to us on Absolute Radio Country.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a joy to be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm Jenny Longdon, backstage at the Long Road Festival on Absolute Radio Country, and I'm joined by a country music duo who made their UK debut earlier this year at C2C, Ryan and Rory.
What's
hi.
What's going on? Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. How does it feel to be here at the Long Road Festival?
We are, like, just full of energy. We are ready to just go rip it. We are so, so pumped.
Yeah, who needs caffeine?
Yeah.
Have you not had any coffee? Because your energy is brilliant.
I've had one this morning for sure.
Yeah. We're past caffeine. We're moving into the beer hour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. And this is your second visit here in like 6 months because you were
less than 6 months.
Yeah.
C2C was incredible for us, and we were just like, okay, how can we get back here as soon as possible? And you guys were like, hey, come play the Long Road. And we're like, hold my beer, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. And what do you love about UK country fans?
I love how they embrace the genre and how attentive they are they listen to every lyric. Like, there's no... It really puts your own songwriting sort of under the microscope because you can't have any filler because they're like really paying attention to the lyrics, to the point where they like mention certain lyrics to us after shows and we're like, oh my gosh, finally someone's listening to every word. And they're just so rowdy.
The most attentive, arms wide open, but so rowdy at the same time. It's like, is that the best combination or what?
Yeah.
Oh, we're flattered. Thank you. So does it make you excited to come back for more?
Absolutely.
Yeah, last time we were here, we were like, okay, how can we get back here ASAP? And that's what we're doing this time. We're gonna have a blast playing the show, but we're already figuring out how we can come back and build a tour around
for a third time.
Yeah, we'll love that. So tell us a bit about your background, how this all started for you.
In reality, a cold call started it all.
Yeah, I just called him one day.
Cold calls work.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I had been wanting to start a band. I had a small handful of songs and talked to a lot of people, and it wasn't going great. And a family friend of ours actually was like, "Hey, I could introduce you to a lot of people, but really you should call this guy. He doesn't even live here." And he was in North Carolina, and I called him, and I was like, "You want to start a band?" And he was like, "Dude."
I was like, "Maybe, yeah."
I was like, I don't know. He's like, "I'm going to have to think about that." We went and played a round of golf and started singing. And we were
30
like,
seconds later, we were like, let's go ahead and form Ryan and Rory.
And your names just go so well together as well.
We played golf, and then on the 18th hole, we flipped the coin. Okay, it's going to go Ryan and Rory, and then we had some brews afterwards, and we're like, all right, let's get this party started.
Oh, my gosh. And did you grow up with songwriting parents?
Yeah, so both my parents write country music. Very much grew up in the business and grew up, I was writing songs from the time I could talk and then, bouncing songs off them. So I had a really wonderful upbringing in that sense of being able to bounce ideas off my parents and whatnot. But yeah, it was I'm very, very blessed to grow up that way.
Amazing. And Rory, did you start the piano at a young age?
Oh, yeah. I started playing when I was about this tall. There's literally a picture, a video of me playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by ear, and then it just all kind of spiraled out of control from there. picked up guitar and drums and singing and started writing songs on my own. And I fronted a band myself. I was putting out music solo. And yeah, it's just been, it's all I know. It's, you know, music's just been my whole life.
It's amazing. It's in you. Because I have a 4.5-year-old who's got a drum kit. And he just bangs it and loves it. But I'm like, when do I stop
focusing? Sounds about right.
Yeah, right? Is
that... I'm so sorry for you.
I'm not.
You know, I like the chaos.
Let him rip.
Yeah. Okay, good. As long as you like the chaos, because that's a tough instrument to make sound good until you are good.
Yeah, we could have maybe started with the electric one with headphones.
Yeah. There you go.
They do make soundproofing for your walls and your doors.
That's awesome, though. Yeah.
The neighbors haven't said anything yet, so we're getting away with it.
Got yourself a little drummer.
Yeah. So you just dropped a brand new song, Beer Wants Me. It's so good.
Thank you.
The sound is such a bit of me. I love it. So tell us about the track.
It is just such a great example of what we are live. It is just so high energy from the very first moment. It was written almost like sort of stream of conscious, and it is the best song to drink beer to.
No doubt.
Yeah, the lyrics are fun as well. Like we were saying earlier, we love when country music just throws in a fun lyric because you can.
Yeah.
Because it's country music.
That's what Garth used to do. I mean, his lyrics were like, you know, so rapid fire and so you never knew what was coming next the first time you heard it. And we love that about it.
Amazing. And do you have an album in the works?
Yes. We do.
Yes.
Hopefully our management doesn't kill us for saying that. But yeah, we sure do.
We're all around friends here. We can tell friends secrets.
we've been writing our tails off the last year and a half, going on writer's trips, writing back in Nashville, getting together with some of our best buddies, writing songs and, you know, just, you know, writing stuff straight from the heart about, you know, what we need to get off our mind and, you know, what's next in our lives and what we have fun doing. So yeah, we are so excited to get this record out sometime next year, but we really think it's a great collection of who we are as Ryan and Rory.
That's really cool. And do you think coming over to the UK to perform is going to be part of your long-term plan?
I mean, we're putting everybody here in a music video today. So, yeah, it's already a part of the plan. Yep. We're shooting the Beer Wants Me video. We have been the last
surprise.
Few days. And we're doing it here. And, we're going to play a bunch of new songs today off of the album that's coming in the future. And
oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you're saying people here today can be in your...
Oh, they don't have a choice.
They're in it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
So we plan on coming back here for a long time.
Awesome. So you're just going to film while you're on stage? Is that the plan? Or
something like that.
We got a lot of cameras with us, and then we've got cameras for the show. And and it's like, you know, first time playing it live in front of an audience. We gotta have it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get myself to the front of the crowd then so I can be...
Might be a little scary.
That's what I'm talking about.
Might be a little scary playing your brand new single for the first time, you know, and in front of a newer audience for us, and then, you know, putting out a music video for it at the same time. So
in for a penny, in for a pound. That's what we say in the UK.
I like it. Sounds good to me.
Well, Ryan and Rory, thank you so much for talking to us on Absolute Radio Country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'm Ginny Longdon. This is Absolute Radio Country at the Long Road Festival, and I'm talking to UK country legend Kezia Gill. How are you?
I like the legend in that.
You are. You're such a regular here as well at the
Long
Road.
I know. It actually is like coming home, because this is my fourth year performing here. First came in 2019, and it's so familiar. I love it.
Yeah. What brings you back every time?
I think the fact that I keep getting asked to sing. I mean, it's wonderful. Although I have come years and not sang, but again, I'm a Derby girl, so it's really local for us, and I'm all about supporting everything within country music, whether that's fashion, food, music. I don't have to be on the bill to support it, and I'm very fortunate that I am on the bill. But yeah, why wouldn't you come to Long Road? It's amazing.
And you're not just on the bill, you're on the Rhinestone stage.
Hello!
That's iconic. How does that feel?
Do you know what? When I first played here, I was on the front porch, and don't get me wrong, we pulled a great crowd and it was a lovely moment.
Yes.
And I remember specifically my dad was here, which is always pangs a little harder because he's not with us anymore.
Oh.
But he saw that performance, and it's so funny because I remember he was fuming that I wasn't on the main stage, because he didn't understand the politics. So he was like, why aren't you on that big stage? Why aren't you up there? And I was like, no, dad, you have to start slow.
Oh.
So there's going to be a little... a little ache in the heart today, but you know, he's up there, he's keeping the rain away for us all.
Oh my gosh, he's with you, and do you know what, he's with Dolly now as well.
100%.
Oh gosh, has it been an emotional week for you?
It has, it's been really emotional, and I'm going to pay a little tribute today. I feel like, you know, the tributes have been coming thick and fast, but I don't think that's a reason for me to not do one, because I think everyone's paying a tribute for their own personal reason, and today I want to celebrate the woman that made me believe I could be a woman in business. Oh. It's not just about the music. Dolly made me believe that I could, you know, go to work in a man's world, mm-hmm. and be a woman in that industry. And I have my whole life and career to thank. So.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And you're wearing like the most beautifully bedazzled and rhinestoned outfit. And I think Dolly said, you know, you can wear that and be taken seriously.
Absolutely.
Like, go for it. Like, yeah. Don't mute yourself.
And I'm almost having a bit of a joke about it, because people often say, oh, you know, why are you doing country music? Because you're British. You know, that's not who you are. So not only am I wearing fringe and rhinestones, but I'm wearing Union Jacks.
Yes.
Because why can't we rhinestone a Union Jack? And I'm so about celebrating British country music. But yes, we can do it in rhinestones and cowboy boots. Like, let us have some fun.
It's so fun, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
Your album All On Red came out at the start of the year. It's been a massive success.
Thank you.
We love it. How does that feel?
It feels massive. It was, I mean, hence the name All On Red. It was the big risk. It was the big, kind of felt like the last roll of the dice.
Yeah.
And it paid off. You know, we had the amazing opportunity to sign with Snake Farm Records, and we went to number one. We toured it all over the UK to sold out venues, and it, you know, I keep wondering when the hamster wheel's going to stop, and I just pray that it doesn't, because I'm living my best life.
Oh my gosh, and we've loved Dublin's Out of Whiskey, If Heaven Has a Honky Tonk. Are you going to be playing those today?
Of course. I mean, it always sounds egotistical to say all the hits, but you know, I love these songs, hopefully as much as everybody else. So yeah, I'm really excited of the set list we've got, and plus we've really been like promoting the new album, so I feel like we've played these songs enough times now that I feel comfortable in them. So it's like you don't have that nervous energy. I have excited energy today, because I can't wait to get out there and play it.
And they're also really good live tracks.
Oh yeah, I mean, when I write songs, I write them for arenas, which is something Chris Martin said about Coldplay. He said, when I write a song, I write it for an arena, and he's been doing that since they were singing in pub back rooms.
Wow.
Because the thing is, when you get to the arena, you need to be ready. So I write country music for stadiums. I want everyone singing Whiskey in a Wine Glass. I want everyone singing Dublin's Out of Whiskey. I want everyone drinking whiskey.
You mention whiskey a lot in your music.
It's becoming a little bit of a TM.
So you're like, Luke Combs has the ice cold beer.
Yeah.
You have the whiskey.
But you know what? One could say it's a gimmick, but I'm from Irish heritage. I love a drink. And whiskey is very intertwined with country culture. So mm-hmm. Why not?
And it's delicious. So what's next? Have you got new music coming?
Always got new music coming. Mm-hmm. I'm in the fun bit at the minute. I'm in the writing room. So, you know, I'm sort of still working hard on pushing All On Red, but already thinking about the next record. Some of the songs I'm already so excited about. I mean, I have to like stop myself from just bursting into them. But yeah, it's just building on the success that we've managed to create. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've found a niche where I kind of sit in that slightly rockier, slightly just more unapologetic room. You know, I'm just like, this is me, this is who I am. Don't question it, don't try and put me in a box, just enjoy it. And we're just going to celebrate that.
I love that. Well, enjoy your time on the stage today.
I'm gonna.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks,
on Absolute
Jenny.
Radio Country. I'm Jenny Longdon here at the Long Road Festival, talking to the Grammy Award winning country music icon, Mara Morris.
Hi.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, it's
exciting.
Nice to be here. This is so, so beautiful. What a like lovely drive into
right.
Leicestershire.
So how does it feel, yeah, to be at the Long Road next to a stately home?
It's crazy. I want to see the inside of this house. They told me that they leave the window open so the cat can come in and out, which is so precious.
Did they say that?
But no, I love that this is just someone's backyard.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
They pop crazy. Out sometimes and they're like, are we all having fun? Like, you
yeah.
know, we're just kids coming over to play us.
I love that.
So you played the UK a lot over the years. Yeah. You were here at the end of last year with your Dreamsicle tour.
Yes.
That's such a good album as well, by
Thank
the way.
You. That was one of my favorite shows of the run, was the Birmingham show.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it about UK fans specifically that you like?
I just think they're pure dedication and curiosity and appreciation of lyrics and songwriting. They really, I just feel like from the jump, have always been supportive of me from my church and playing C2C all those years ago to now. Mm-hmm. So I've just kept coming back because I just feel the connection here so much.
You're very loved.
Thanks.
You mentioned My Church. Was it a UK crowd that was the first to sing My Church back to you?
It was. It was. I was playing the satellite stage, like the little stage in the middle of the O2 during C2C.
Oh.
And I was just doing a duo acoustic with me and my guitar player, and we played My Church, which had only been out for a few months up until that point. And everyone in the arena knew the words, so it was just very emotional, as you can imagine, but surreal to just like be in an arena on a little stage and have a whole arena singing it back to you. Yeah. So that was my first. Yeah, it was a UK
really
crowd.
Cool. I love that. You did C2C then, so that's an indoor festival. Is this your first UK outdoor festival?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even thought about it. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, first outdoor festival.
And how does that differ for you as a performer, like doing outdoor to indoor?
I mean, I love being outside. Mm-hmm. I think like most of my shows last year, especially in the States, were amphitheaters. So it was, you know, cooled off by the time we go on stage. You're under the stars. I just like having fresh air too. And it just feels, I don't know, like more in nature when you get to do these sort of things.
Even if it's chucking it down with rain?
Honestly, like I'll play a rain show. I love a rainy show. Rain or shine, the show goes on. I would love that. I'll welcome it.
It kind of maybe means more because everyone's still there. And
yeah, no, totally. Like they're dedicated. They've got their ponchos on. They're like, I think it kind of makes it a more memorable experience too sometimes.
Definitely. And adds a bit more drama sometimes.
Exactly.
Too.
Yes.
Your iconic album Hero turned 10 years old this summer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you released Hero, A Second Wind.
Yeah.
And added a few new tracks. What was it like going back to that album after a decade?
I mean, really emotional just because my late producer, Busby, who did that record with me, is no longer with us. So kind of getting the original band back together that played on the first record in a studio. And just, I mean, you could feel his presence with us. But it was very bittersweet. But I just also wanted to celebrate this really important record in my career. And I just had all these songs kind of still waiting in the wings from that era that I wanted to actually record for the first time. So yeah, we wanted to have a nice 10-year, and it's just been so fun. Like, I cannot believe how much we've sandwiched into a decade.
Yeah, you've done a lot. And a lot of that has been collabs. You've done some amazing collabs, one of which was Taylor Swift. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, this was during COVID. She was doing her Taylor's version of Fearless, which I think was one of the first like re-records she was doing of her work. And so she reached out. I remember I did the vocal remotely because it was like still peak COVID.
Oh.
And yeah, we met we met back in 2018 on tour, on her Reputation tour. But yeah, like being on a iconic re-release of that record, which really was the first Taylor album for me that made me a super fan of her songwriting, was Fearless.
Yeah.
So yeah, to be on the re-release was really special. And she's been so supportive of me and so many like songwriters. So she's a baddie.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And did you go to her wedding?
I did, yeah.
Can you tell us anything about that wedding?
I mean, I'm very... It's one of those things where you're like, I cannot believe I'm one of just a slew of people that can say they witnessed something like that. Mm-hmm. Like a wedding at Madison Square Garden. I've just never seen anything like it. I mean, I think just, yeah, the whiplash of like seeing people from my, like movies from my childhood and like in person, that's always just like very bizarre at any event. But it was a really loving like ceremony, and I mean, you could just tell like how much they love and revere and respect each other.
Oh, that's nice. Was the food good?
It was, yeah. The food was good, the bar was good, the vibes were good.
Amazing. Do you have anyone that you would still like to collaborate with?
I mean, yes, of course. I feel like Beyonce is at the top there, fellow Texan. I would love to, I mean, I've toured with the Chicks, but I would love to do like an actual, you know, song with them or write with them. Yeah, a lot of my like sort of heroes for sure, like Stevie Nicks would be insane. I've always been a fan of the band The Cardigans. If they ever come back, like I will be front row at their show. I would love to do a song with Nina Persson. Yeah, there's a ton. Like I'm kind of all over the place genre-wise. So just people that like to bend the rules.
Yeah, I like that. And yeah. You've mentioned all women as well, which I love. Yeah. You love collabing with women.
I can't help it, yeah.
And we need to talk about a very important woman. It's been a big week for country music this week. Yeah. Tell us what Dolly meant to you.
I mean, my first introduction to Dolly was not her music, weirdly enough. It was her movies. My mom is a hairdresser, so Steel Magnolias was my first time knowing of Dolly Parton. And I just thought she was like this amazing, sweet, like aunt of a lady, like Truvy in this film. She's like, I still like, I've watched it so many times this week. But then when I realized she was this incredible songwriter and then like had written all of and performed all these hits, it didn't make sense that it was all coming from the same woman though, but that's her magnitude and her capability to just like crush every single thing she tried to do. I mean, she had her own theme park. I don't know who else can say that except for like Walt Disney. But no, I mean, just I got to work with her a few years ago with the High Women, and it was a week that my song Girl went number one, and we were bringing Dolly Parton out with the High Women at Newport Folk Festival in 2019, and she came out. I don't know how like she knew, but she said like, congratulations on your number one song to me. And then we got to sing Jolene and 9 to 5 and She's an Eagle When She Flies, and you know, just having conversations with her and really being able to like see a person there, it was, I mean, something I'll always treasure. So yeah. I know she's where she belongs.
Yeah, and there's a really lovely video on social media of you singing with the High Women and Dolly, and you commented to say, I'll never forget her pulling me in, because she kind of brings you more into the circle. And that's just a really small interaction, but I think everyone remembers every interaction they had with Dolly, because she made everybody feel seen and special.
Yeah, I remember being in that trailer, we were rehearsing before the show, and I just was so petrified. Like, even though she's so warm and loving, I'm just like, I have such deep respect for her. Like, I don't know why I was like trying to give her space, but she like, we're singing, harmonizing with her, and she like pulls me into the circle. And like, what a moment, but also what a metaphor on the character that she had.
Yeah, how lovely. And so what's next for you? What's 2027 got in store for you?
Girl, I do not know. This is the first time, like, this is my last show on the books. Okay. I've always had something else in the like the pipeline, but I've been touring heavily for a decade, and I just am looking forward, like I'm gonna miss it, like because I don't have one like in the works right now, because I've just done this Dreamsicle tour and then this summer tour. But no, I've started writing again, which is always like makes me feel like I'm back home, and gets me excited about the future.
Gets
like,
me excited when you say writing.
Yeah, no, I mean just writing and like having fun and just knowing that there's no like target or aim. It just is really free flowing right now. So my son also just started kindergarten, so I really didn't want to miss that. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm home and I can be creative and write songs, and I'm working on some other like creative projects, but also being home with my son and like really being home for the first time in a decade is really exciting. And but no, once I've got more music in the tank and we're like planning out our future things, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, thank
but
you.
But I'm taking a little break just to like be a mom, start writing songs again, like booking vacations, like just like I gotta fill the well.
Yeah, and you say like your son's starting kindergarten. I get it. My son starts his big school. He's 4. He starts next week. And
oh my gosh.
It is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's too fast.
It's so fast.
I know.
And do you find your songwriting's changed at all since being a mom?
I mean, in some ways, I feel like it's definitely expanded my view of humanity and like empathy, because you're looking at the world through a child's eyes. I think that can't not have some effect on your creative output. But I'm still like me though. Like I've always been the me I was before motherhood. Yes, there's been some like evolutions, but I still feel like the same me. And But no, he's so much fun. I'm glad he's like old enough now to really appreciate like being at the show and having the attention span to sit for the show. And because he's not a baby anymore, he's getting bigger. But no, he really is so interested in every facet of touring. And you know, he takes lessons from like my crew on how to like plug in cables and the lights, and he's just really interested in like what everyone does, which is so sweet.
Oh, that's really cool. I love that. Big family for him to be a part of.
I know, yeah, it really feels like that.
Oh, Maren, thank you so much for talking to us on Absolute Radio Country.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.